Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dive Into Diet. I'm with the star of the show, Lucas Schmidt. What's going on, man?
I don't know. You know what's going on in this one. I don't.
If you guys notice, if you're watching this, I have the piece of paper here, which means that I got the topic. Lucas has no idea what we're talking about, so we're going to put him to the test here.
I have an idea, but I don't know what's on that list.
A theme. So what we wanted to do here was come up with some alternatives, some this, not that.
This, not that, yeah.
So what I did was come up with a list of things that I personally really like, and I think some other people like as well. That's kind of everyday type.
It's like snacks and drinks and stuff.
Snacks, meals.
Okay.
You know, and you're gonna come up with an alternative if there can be one.
Okay. So it's to satisfy the same craving, is that what we're?
Yes.
All right. So yes. Swapping out your crap.
So when you exactly
crap swapping. That's okay. The new title of the show. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that.
So this is one. So the first one, we'll go pretty faster. So let's make this
okay.
Quick.
Okay.
All right, the first one here is trail mix. I put it on there because I love trail mix.
Sure.
Partly because of the sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty trail mix. Trail mix is really good.
It's really good.
So let me make sure I'm getting the right trail mix in mind. We're talking like peanuts, almonds, raisins, M&Ms.
M&Ms. Okay. Sometimes the one I like has peanut butter in it. Peanut butter M&Ms. Like
peanut butter M&Ms. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's a classic, kind of classic mix. Okay. So you'd probably want to make your own, which the nice thing about a trail mix, I guess, would be it keeps a long time.
Yeah.
It's all dried up, you know, salted food, dried up. So I would ditch the raisins. I would make my own, first of all, I guess. And you'd only have to do this every so often. You know, you make a big batch of it. Keep in mind, some of these substitutions won't be like the healthiest food on earth. It will be a healthier version of.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
So we're downgrading the. Is that all right? Is
that's
that fair?
Yeah.
We're going to downgrade the unhealthy. I'm going to make this thing as healthy as I can.
Yep.
And if there's no salvaging it, I'm going to say ditch it and replace it with.
Yeah, just don't eat.
Let's try to make a better trail mix from that one.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a chocolate brand called Lily's. They sell, it's a stevia based chocolate, but they also use a little erythritol. They sell chocolate chips. So we could, in theory, get some raw peanuts, like that have been roasted. I guess they're just roasted peanuts. Roasted peanuts, not the best nut, but we got to keep it classic. So, okay, fine. There's some protein, fine. Protein and trace minerals and peanuts. I can cope with it. Low sugar-ish. So take some peanuts that are roasted. Toss in a few almonds that are roasted. Swap out those M&Ms for Lily's chocolate chips. So just dump a bag in there. And then, because there's no sugar in those, and you're just getting some healthy cocoa fat, so that's pretty good. And some iron, that's nice. The raisins. Raisins aren't great for you. I think raisins have been falsely sold as this health snack. They're not.
I learned that today.
They're grapes that have lost all their mojo. It's no vitamin C, no nothing. Maybe some iron, maybe some minerals in there from the skin. So I would ditch the raisins. Hard to replace the dried fruit component. A better dried fruit.
Yeah, best one of the dried fruits.
Okay, the healthiest dried fruit I can think of would be, it's called golden berries or mulberries. They're both dried fruits. They're a lot lower in sugar, like significantly, than raisins. Golden berries, you can find them. They're kind of hard to find. You could order them on Amazon. They taste like sour candy, but they're just pure fruit.
I love that.
They've still got some sugar to them, mind you, but they got a good. They got some fiber and some trace minerals, and they still contain some, I believe, some vitamin content, even though they're dehydrated. So that would be my. It's going to be a little bit pricier, but you'd probably get a bigger if you made it in
bulk.
It
would probably
whole bag of Lily's, some peanuts are cheap. Come on, almonds are cheap, fairly. Golden berries, mix it in there. That should cover all the bases on that. It's an improved trail mix. Still not my favorite snack. Delicious, but nutritionally not my favorite.
So. There you go. Premium trail mix. Next up is pretzels. Pretzels as a snack.
Pretzels as a snack.
I used to love
that's
pretzels.
That's tough.
I know.
Because pretzels are so unique tasting. So let me ask you this. I'm going to ask questions. Am I ask questions
you
about
can ask
these?
Questions.
What about the pretzel?
I like the saltiness.
So you like the saltiness particularly, or is
I like how easy it is. You know, it's a bag of pretzels. I don't feel like they're as bad as chips. Maybe they are.
Yeah.
So maybe just think of like a bagged chip pretzel type food.
So you're trying to satisfy a crunchy, salty craving. Yeah. Okay, I would swap them out. It's not exact. It's not the same thing at all, but it satisfies the salt, satisfies the crunch. There's a brand called Benito's. They are like tortilla chips, but they're made from black beans.
Okay.
And they're crunchy, they're salty, they're delicious, and they're very filling, so you're not going to be inclined to eat as many.
There you go.
High fiber, high protein. Still processed, sort of. It's dried bean. Again, chips, no matter how healthy the chip is, it's just not great. Mm. But if I had to improve that snack, I would say reach for the Benito's. I think Bush's, you know, like Bush's Baked Beans. I think Bush sells some chips now, some corn chips, and they have their own black bean version. So just be on the lookout for, make sure they're mostly black bean and not like 2% black bean and corn the rest of the way, right? Yeah. The Benito's are mostly black bean.
Okay.
So that's what I would swap them out for.
All right. Next up I have is, being tough on you, man.
They sell those at Ingles, by the way, Benito's. They sell them in different like flavors too.
Okay. M&M's. Would you just choose Lily's?
I would. M&M's. I mean, I would just, what, like plain M&M's?
And the other option you have is you can just say you got to ditch them. Like,
yeah, I know, but I like to. Yeah, okay. Ditch them is like my, like, that's the lazy answer. Ditch it.
Just don't eat it.
I'm stubborn. I want to see if I can come up with a.
Okay.
Honestly, what I would do is just melt some, like buy some Baker's chocolate. This sounds like you'd have to make this, but it wouldn't take long. And again, it's a batch make, right? It's a one-time thing on one, you know, 1 hour, and then you've got it for several weeks, okay? I would take your favorite nut, like roasted, not covered in salt, just roasted, okay? Favorite nut, almond, you know, pistachio, whatever. Take your favorite nut. Buy a bar of Baker's chocolate, completely unsweetened. Unsweetened. If you've got like liquid stevia or a little bit of stevia powder or monk fruit, I'd melt that Baker's chocolate down, like chop it up fine, melt it in a mug in the microwave. Be careful so you don't burn it. Just cycle it 20 seconds. Didn't take but a couple minutes. Mm. Melt it all or melt it in a saucepan like a double boiler. I promise you it doesn't take long. Toss all those nuts in there. Pour it out on parchment paper in the fridge. Once it's cooled off, you will have chocolate-covered nuts like, or you could use peanuts, peanut M&M, to satisfy that crunchy, chocolatey.
That's interesting.
Because an M&M is just crunchy chocolate.
It's all it is.
The crunch is the sugar coating.
Right.
That's all it is. And then it's all chocolate. Waxy, terrible quality chocolate. So buy Baker's chocolate, which is pure, pretty good quality, and it's cheap. It's like the thick bar. You know, you ever bite a Baker's bar as a kid, and you think it's going to be great chocolate, and then
Yeah.
It's 100% dark chocolate with no sugar added. Melt that puppy down, the whole thing. Toss a bunch of nuts in it. You've got a low sugar, crunchy, protein-filled chocolatey snack.
I love it.
That's what I would satisfy those two. We got a crunch. We have chocolate. That's what we're after for an M&M, I think. So.
Now, I'm going to combine these next two.
Okay.
Sandwiches and burgers. I have both of these a lot.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'll get like a, you know, a sub or I'll get a burger at night. Love both. What's your thoughts?
Okay. What about the sandwich or burger do you like the most? It's important to know. If we're craving the meat, easier. If we like that juicy, salty sort of...
I think it's fair to say I crave the meat.
What do you remember most about a burger? It's getting existential.
I love ketchup on my burger. I love a little ketchup. I love the
That's
condiments.
Okay. They make like less offensive ketchup.
Yeah.
They make like pure tomato, like, well, close to pure tomato, low sugar ketchup. It exists. It's still not ideal. If I had to make an alteration to a burger, the bun is usually the worst part, and or like special sauces they add, like sweeter, like
yep.
If there's a barbecue, any of that on there. Honestly, mustard is fine. I would ditch the mayo and I'd ditch the ketchup. I would ditch the mayo not because of the fat content, but because most mayo is crap. It's not traditional recipe anymore. Even the famous brands of mayo, people think, no, I've always used... What's the Hillman's? Is it Hillman's or Wellman's?
Hillman's.
I've always used the Hillman's. Well, if you look at Hillman's, they've changed their ingredients over the last 30 years, 40 years, right? They've replaced the basic eggs and the yolk and the vinegar with corn syrup, sugar. They've added all that in. So people who think the recipes are the exact, they're not. They have changed their ingredients to cut corners and to save money. So if you can find you a good mayo that's traditional and only has those the main mayo ingredients in it, it's not that bad. It's higher in fat, but sugar's more offensive than fat to me, added sugar. So the bun is the toughest part. If I were getting a burger right now, I would compensate for the lack of bun with an extra patty of beef.
Okay.
And get my lettuce and tomato. I love that tomato and beef together.
I do too.
And the little bit of onion. That's fine, you know. I would sacrifice the bun. Sacrifice it. As delicious as it is, get an extra patty to compensate for that so I don't feel shortchanged.
Okay.
The sandwich is tougher.
Yeah.
Because usually a sandwich isn't beef. It's chicken or turkey, right? Or ham, maybe.
It's deli meat.
You know? You got shredded lettuce on there, right? Is that what we're thinking? Okay. Lettuce. I would just as soon, I would sacrifice the bun and make a big old giant salad out of it with the same, like with turkey all over it, shredded lettuce, all the things that I like on my sandwich, a little oil, a little vinegar, or whatever you get sprinkled at Subway.
That's fair.
And just get extra turkey on there, more protein to compensate for that bun that I'm missing. There is no substitute for a good loaf of French bread that you've got meat shoved in. But if you have to compensate, get rid of the bun, make it a giant salad that you can barely finish so you don't miss that bread.
All right.
Not a great swap, but it's the best I can do for you. I'm kind of saying kill the bun, aren't I?
No, you're saying kill the bun.
I've killed the bun.
What about fries?
Like French fries?
Like French fries. Whew.
I would swap. Okay. I'm going to give you a two-tier swap out.
I gave you my swap in a previous episode, I believe.
For French fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, potatoes.
Potatoes.
Just like, like a baked potato?
Loaded baked potato.
Yeah, loaded. All right. That is a fair swap because you're still getting that sort of, potato has a nice neutral taste.
Yeah.
And you have the hint of salt. Something about that is pleasant.
Yeah.
If I had to, I can tier this one.
Okay.
So if you can't make the leap to just baked potato.
Okay.
Swap out those French fries for pure sweet potato fries. You're at least getting a very small dose of beta carotene from the sweet potato. Okay, not great. Then downgrade that to baked fries, not fried fries. You know, like the kinds that are like they're baked in the oven or roasted. Okay. Yep. You could also slice up a sweet potato and roast it yourself. It's very similar to French fries. It's just a little bit different. And eventually you'd want to be down to baked potato. And if you want to go further and go even better for you, baked sweet potato. Sweet potatoes and yams are much better for you than regular potatoes. I believe white potatoes are, they're nightshade in the nightshade family. So some people are intolerant to that plant group, which is eggplant, but white potatoes, tomatoes, and bell peppers and spicy peppers. Those are all nightshades.
Yeah.
So anyway.
This might be a ditch. Pizza.
Okay.
Pizza night is Friday. Movie. Like,
I can slightly improve pizza, but I'm going to tell you what the improvement is, and it's probably you're just going to say, I'd rather just kill it. Okay? Here it is. It's not great. It's not a great improvement before I do this. But like I said, we're doing this less crappy, just a little less crappy. It's sort of a ketogenic pizza, okay? Because the biggest issue with pizza is all the bread with all the sauce on top and the cheese, okay? We ditch the bread. We make our crust out of, this sounds really weird. I've done it before and it's pretty good, but it's really weird. You take some Parmesan cheese, preferably real, not, you know, corn starch cheese in the can. So grate up some Parmesan cheese really well, okay? Or any, like you could pick a cheese, but Parmesan's going to work. A dry cheese is better. You take some chicken, like you could cook it yourself, like boil the chicken. It's a lot of work, by the way, but making your own dough is a lot of work too, so I guess Domino's. So you got to work for this one. You take chicken. You could buy canned chicken if you want to cut corners. Canned, like cooked chicken breast, you know? You put those two in a food processor. You pulse it together, and it's going to make like a crumbly, cheesy, chicken-y, which sounds okay. Take that. It makes like a paste. Mash it on a sheet pan in the shape of a pizza. It makes like a paste. Chicken cheese paste. Then you top it with your regular toppings. Tomato, You can opt for like raw, like fresh tomatoes sliced on there, or tomato paste.
Okay.
Make your own tomato sauce. It's really not hard to get a healthy pizza, like a healthier pizza sauce. You could just a little after. And then your regular vegetables and maybe a little bit of mozzarella. Cook that up. When it cooks, it's a smaller looking pizza, but you will not be able to get through two slices. Because you're eating a ton of chicken, ton of cheese. So still high amount of like tons of calories there, but tons of protein and virtually no carbohydrates other than the sauce.
It's a really interesting.
It's not
that.
Great. It does not set. It will not be a substitute for the breadiness.
Yeah.
But as far as having a disc with delicious things on it, that will do it. So you might just be going, nah, I'm killing it. I'll just get rid of it.
Fine. Pizza night's over.
Pizza night over.
Okay. Goldfish.
Like the cheesy ones, right?
Like the cheesy
ones.
Not like... goldfish. Like goldfish.
For a second, I had this image of you.
No.
Come here. Goldfish. That's tough. Goldfish are good.
Good little snack.
Talk to me about what you like about them. The crunch or the cheese or both?
The cheese. The cheese.
That cheesy taste?
Yeah, the cheesy taste.
Salty,
cheesy,
salty. Cheesy taste.
Yeah.
You know what? Typically, correct me if I'm wrong, do we... You just eat goldfish for your snack, or is it? You usually eat it with something else, like
normally, like with a pretzel,
yeah, like with another crunchy, salty snack. I was thinking, oh, you know, I'll have like some sliced apple and my goldfish. It's great. I would swap that snack. It's not going to satisfy the same. I just get a good block of real cheese. Slice off like four slices of like good, sharp cheddar. Kerrygold makes some good sharp cheddar. It's going to give you a similar flavor. Not going to give you that crunch, though.
Okay.
If you're really desperate for a toasted cheese, like a toasted cheesy taste, you can take some parchment paper on a glass plate and put slices of cheese on it. Put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. Maybe you just watch it. Watch it so it don't smoke. It'll start to bubble, and when it starts to brown, turn it off and take it out. Let it set for about 3 minutes. It'll crust up. You have made homemade, crusty, pure cheese-it fish snack.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
There we go. That's a substitute.
Yeah. A lot of these involve work, yeah. You know, but sorry.
Okay. Popcorn.
Oh, popcorn's so good.
I love popcorn.
Okay. Why? Okay.
So, I don't think popcorn's that bad.
It's not the worst thing in the world. Corn isn't the best thing, but popcorn, as far as a snack goes, let's just first establish corn like completely alone. Nothing on it. It's very boring. Lovely texture. Crunchy yet soft at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the worst thing in the world. It depends on where you are in your health journey. Right. Popcorn is by no means the worst snack in the world.
Okay.
You know, Orville Redenbacher, pre-buttered, delicious, extra salty popcorn, not great. Covered in all kinds of crap.
Right.
So if you're going with movie theater popcorn, that's a no-go. Movie theater popcorn is awful. Have you ever watched what they...
I have.
It's a disaster.
They drizzle stuff on
it. It's an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
However, it's like dyed, too.
Yeah.
That color, that ain't butter. That's something else. It's like neon yellow as it pours out of the plastic jug into the big pan thing that explodes out with popcorn. It tastes good. It's delicious neon chemical, but I don't know. So, pop it plain. You could take, if you had it in a bag, you could probably buy it bagged plain, nothing in it.
Yep.
It's probably rare.
Yeah.
Or you can buy the bag seeds and do it yourself in like an air popper or a skillet with a little butter, like real butter. Ooh. And that'd be fine. That'd be fine a little bit. It really doesn't require much. And I would dust it with depends on what you like, a little sea salt, and or you could take some lime-infused salt, throw that on there. It's pretty cheap to get that on Amazon or at the grocery store. Or if you like sweet and salty, little sea salt on top while it's still warm because you want the salt to bind with the warm butter and oil that's on there, a little bit, mind you. Or you could sprinkle a little bit of powdered monk fruit on there with the salt. Sweet and salty. And there's no sugar on that, so not too bad. Good fiber, you know.
I'm going to combine this into a category, nutrition bars.
Okay.
lot of people on the go have a nutrition bar with them. They're, you know, traveling or they're working out. Yep. I like to have Clif Bar every once in a while. Okay. Well, not every once, not like every day.
Sure.
Like,
what I'm going to do is sort of a swap. I'm going to give you multiple swaps because to me, bars like this have there's a tier of like great to woefully awful.
Okay.
I'm going to start at the woefully awful.
Okay.
Quaker Oats breakfast bar. Is it Belvita or Benavita?
Belvita.
Delish. Oh my gosh.
Belvita. That's what
they
it is.
They have perfected the texture and the density and everything you want. Terrible for you. It's useless. There's like 4 grams. They're like, it's a good source of protein. There's like 3 grams, 4 grams of protein in the whole package. I have to eat the whole box to get enough to equal 3 eggs. Okay. It's terrible. And it's tons of sugar, tons of wheat, and not that wheat itself is bad for everybody, but it's just processed garbage. Same thing for the Quaker Oats. That's even worse. There's less protein in those. Generally, there's chocolate chips and raisins in them and all kinds of nonsense. So that stuff's down here. Cereal bars, that's all garbage. Then you go up, in the same categories like Fig Newtons, all that. But that's more of a dessert. That's not.
It's a dessert.
Yeah, people are like, that's fruit. No, it isn't. There's fruit in it. It's not. It isn't fruit. It's a bunch of buttery, cooked, oil-soaked bread with fruit added. And it's a fruit paste that's been cooked down with tons of sugar. Figs. Delicious, but not nutritious. So all that's down there in the bottom. I would move. Next up, I would put like the sweet and salty. You know what I'm talking about? They've got the little white chocolate coating on the bottom of them, and they have peanuts. And
I do know exactly what you're
talking
about.
There's a little more substance to those, but they're still not great. They're still full of sugar and salt.
I know exactly.
They're not good for you. So that's the next tier up, so that if you're going to move anywhere from Quaker, move to sweet and salty, okay? Then you could move from sweet and salty to, like, these, like, new, they're sort of newer. They have, like, 3-5 ingredients in them. It's, like, the egg and the date and the, what is that called? It's
RX bar.
Yeah, RX.
No, Laura bar.
Laura bars and all that business.
Yep.
Okay, simpler ingredients, that's great. Still tons of sugar. Yep. Tons of sugar. Okay, and then you move. I would put Kind bars in that same category.
Okay.
Kind bars have a good amount of nuts to them, good amount of protein in there. They're going to be filling. A little lower on the sugar, too. Depends on the flavor of the Kind bar. They're pretty good about keeping the sugar kind of low. Mm. Satisfying, delicious, wonderful texture. Still not great.
Yeah.
Then you move up to your protein bars. The only reason I put protein bars higher is because they have more protein. So you're at least getting something for it. But most protein bars are full of crap. But at least they're full of protein, too. It's like, well, at least I get this.
It's like a Trojan horse.
It's a Trojan. If they're not full of sugar, they're full of sugar alcohol, and it's usually cheap sugar alcohol. So you're going to get diarrhea if you eat more than one of them. Or you're going to bloat, you're going to cramp, and you're going to wish, you know, that you lived on a toilet. So let's not do that. There's one I had that was so delicious. It was so sweet. I knew it was sugar alcohol. I'm like, what was it? He's a chef, but he's like super buff. He has his own brand of protein bars. I wish I could remember his name. They're delicious. They are one. There's like cookies and cream and you know, like chocolate cheesecake. And like, wow, this is great. And there's tons of protein. You eat more than one of those suckers, you are out of commission for a bit. You're going to get a book, sit back, and wait for the show on that toilet. So, the only advantage of the protein bars in that is the protein. Clif Bar. You mentioned Clif Bar. I would put Clif Bar in the protein category.
I would too.
Actually, I would bump. There's two kinds of Clif. There's a Clif Builder and there's the plain Clif. The plain Clif I'd put below protein just a little bit because of the sugar. There's so much sugar in a Clif Bar. And I know the point of Clif Bar is you're out hiking. You don't have any other food for the day. We need a lot of calories. Okay, I get it. I'd prefer those calories be fat and protein. If I'm not getting anything else and I need to last longer, because if you eat a ton of sugar, you might crash. You might have a little, we don't need that if we're out on the trail. But still better than most. They have a lot more nutrients to them. They're packed with lots of, you know, there's still more protein than like the tier down. And then I get a protein. There's a Clif Builder. Clif Builder's in the protein category, but it has tons of sugar. A lot of protein. That's great, but a lot of sugar in it. So, and above all of those, it's not the same food, but then you're transitioning to like protein shakes.
Okay.
So I wouldn't go any further. I'm trying to think, you know, Quest makes bars, Quest bars. They're lean. They're technically like, I think, diabetic and keto friendly. That's sort of the point of Quest bars. And they usually have like 25 to 30 grams of protein per bar. They even have potato chips. They're not made of potato. They're like Quest chips, and it's 20 grams of protein in this lunch size bag of chips. It's whey protein, so you're going to get some probably bloating and gas from it, but it's a lot of protein. I put that up, but they're full of artificial stuff. So I think the end of that tier is the protein bars. The best protein bar I've probably seen was a vegan one. Vega Sport.
Okay.
And Sun Warrior.
I think I've seen that.
And Sun Warrior. And there's another brand, Luna, maybe?
Yeah, is it Luna? Luna's one.
Or Luna. There's a couple that are diabetic friendly and try to use cleaner ingredients. So those are going to be your
Perfect
best.
Perfect Bar's one?
Maybe. I think I've heard of that too. I know Sun Warrior and Vega Sport try to use really clean ingredients. They're plant-based, so the digestive system might like that a little better. Those would probably be the top tier.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, man, you successfully...
Is that your whole list?
I combined the nutrition bars. All right,
cool.
Cliff Bar and Laura Bar.
All right.
I had Swedish Fish.
That turned into a long answer. Swedish Fish?
Yeah.
Okay. You know it's weird.
But
it's one of my favorite...
I didn't want to put you on the spot because Swedish Fish is tough.
There's actually a brand of candy. What is the name of them? I used to eat one every day, a whole bag. Well, a whole bag is like a snack size bag, nothing. There's a brand now. Oh, my goodness gracious. What you could do if you wanted to find... I can't think of the brand name off the top of my head, but it wouldn't be hard to find it because it's very unique. You go to Fresh Market here in Johnson City. They sell it.
Okay.
In the candy aisle. They have a Swedish Fish. They have peach rings. They have the classic.
Yeah.
Man, Swedish Fish are one of my favorite candies when I was a kid.
They're pretty good.
I could eat like 3 bags at a time and then get really sick. They make versions of these classic candies that are very low glycemic.
Okay.
And they're made from mostly organic ingredients. So they use things like erythritol and fiber, like vegetable fiber and things like that to give it that candy, pasty feel. And it does feel just like a gummy. It's not gross. It's I'm not selling it really well. Candy, pasty feel. But it's delicious. And they're pretty filling because of the fiber content. That's how they compensate for the... And there's not a bunch of sugar.
Okay.
I think they use stevia and erythritol to sweeten them. What are they called? What you could look up is like low glycemic Swedish Fish, and you would probably find this brand. It would be like, look, here it is, Swedish Fish. There is a substitute for that.
Interesting.
It's still candy, but it's very low glycemic. So that's not. It's like you're eating a fiber bar, but it's candy gummies. So. And they're very good. The texture is just like Swedish Fish.
The texture,
they figured
so
it out
because
they have a unique texture. Swedish Fish do.
So
yeah,
good.
So good.
Hey, you did good with that.
I tried.
That was tough. That was tough. Is that a show?
That's a show. I hope.
That's a show.
Go out and make all these substitutions,
guys. These are lots of substitutes here. If you like this format, let us know in the comments. We'll do more stuff like this. I think it's
the hot
cool.
seat format.
Yeah,
it's
this
like
is
a hot seat.
Cool. Woo. Yeah, you did awesome, man. Give me some.
Thank you.
Guys, thank y'all. Another episode, Dive Into Diet, in the books. Lucas Schmidt did it again. Brad, you're going to take it away with our outro, but we'll see you guys next time. Don't go away. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.